It's Saturday morning and time for the Coaches Show. An in-depth look at high school sports with the coaches and players behind the headlines on News Radio KWOS 950 and 104.5. Here's Missouri Hall of Fame sportscaster Kevin Kelly.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Coaches Show. The Hawaii Crusaders were the Class 4 state football champions last night at Atkins Stadium. They defeated MICDS by a score of 35-30. And joining us is Crusaders head football coach Chris Henches. Congratulations, coach. What a night.
Thanks, Kevin. That was one exciting football game, wasn't it?
All right. Talk about the fact that your dad celebrated a birthday yesterday as well.
Yeah, December 4th is my dad's birthday. He celebrated his 82nd birthday. So, obviously, that was a nice birthday present we were able to give him.
The last seconds are ticking off the clock. Give me the experience down on the field with you and your football team.
Well, that last first down that we were able to get, we knew we needed to get that. We went for it, you know, on fourth and short. We got it. You know, as we went into victory formation, it was just like a huge weight that went off my shoulders. And I know of all the coaches who've coached with me and all the players, and just pure joy. Watching that tick down, watching the boys enjoy it, the community so excited, you know, to have this football state championship. It's been 22 years since our last one, and it meant so much to me. I know much to our whole program and my family, and you know, just the whole Hawaii football community. It was truly a night to remember.
Chris, you were the coach of the Hawaii Crusaders several years ago. You stepped down as head football coach. At that point in time, you really didn't know if this was going to happen for you.
Well, no, Kevin, I probably didn't. You know, I it's funny how life, you know, twists and turns of life take you in certain directions. And, you know, as fate would have it, you know, I found myself back coaching again and, you know, getting an opportunity to lead this program again. And, you know, obviously this was a goal when I came back, you know, for my second stint was, you know, to get back, to have that opportunity. But really, you know, the goal was to get the program back and obviously get an opportunity to win that state title last night is, I think, sure a sign of that, that the Hawaii Crusader football is back to its winning traditions, and you know, just couldn't be prouder, you know, to lead the program. You know, couldn't be happier for all of us involved, all the coaches, all the players, the families, and just the whole Hawaii football community.
You know, on the pregame show last night, you shared with us the difference of 2020 with regards to the pandemic.
Yeah, it's really been a unique year, and it's been a challenging year. But in the same breath, you know, you can say it's been such a rewarding year too. You know, to see a group of young men who, you know, faced with all the uncertainty, you know, took it upon themselves to just keep working, you know, and keep chasing their dream. You know, keep working hard every day, doing whatever we asked them to do, not knowing, you know, with any great certainty that we were even going to be able to finish this season. And, you know, with all those things, they you know, they just kept continuing to give of themselves, you know, to come to practice every day, work hard, be very coachable, you know, resilient, and to look at each week and the task ahead of us, and to go out and get it done. Because each week was so different, you know, it brought a different challenge, and just chip away, and you know, knock down one goal after another goal after another goal, and finally to finish the season 14-0, you know, something that no other Hawaii football team has ever done. You know, it's something really special.
The game you win last night, 35-30, Chris, that was an outstanding football game.
It was, you know, it was. I can't tell you what it was like from a fan perspective, but we kind of felt on, you know, on the sidelines, you know, as we talked as through the game went in, it was two really good football teams going at it, and two really good offenses and two really good defenses. And I think you kind of had that feel last night, you know, that you had to keep that drive going.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to so many people already. Said, you know, there wasn't a punt in that game. Yeah, I know. You know, you went for it on fourth down. I said, I know. And we kind of felt like we needed to. And it really, that was something we, you know, that we had made that commitment, you know, at least as an offensive staff, that we were not going to punt that football. And it really, you know, if you watch the game, they felt kind of the same way. You know, but it changes your mindset and what you're doing on third down. You know, there, we picked up some huge first downs on third and long by running the football. You know, when they're in their pass defense, giving us a true five-man box, we were able to run the ball and pick up first downs and keep drives going. And, you know, that was really the tale of the night. And that makes for a really exciting high school football game. It's one of the most exciting games I've been a part of.
Yeah, we talked about this quite a bit throughout the season. If you were going to stop the Helias Crusaders offense, you had to stop the quarterback, Jacob Weaver. Last night, he had 131 yards on the ground. He threw for 139 yards in the ballgame, 270 yards of total offense.
Yeah, and, you know, offensively, as we met throughout the week and, you know, we began to formulate the game plan and, you know, normally what we do, like, you know, we usually just enjoy the win, you know, most of the day on Saturday, and we watch the game for ourselves, and then as offensive and defensive coaches, we get together in our staffs Saturday evening and, you know, or Sunday evening, I'm sorry, and we just meet and we start talking about the game plan that is. And the first thing I said as I walked in our offensive staff meeting, because I knew how they were going to defend us. They were going to overpopulate the box. They were going to put another defender inside that box and play man coverage behind it. And the only way, you know, as a spread offense that you can, combat that is you got to have your quarterback as a runner. And I said, Jacob's got to carry the ball 25 times for us to win this game. And that's kind of our thought process throughout the week. We knew we were going to have to spread him out. We knew we were going to have to put this game on our talented quarterback's shoulders and give him the opportunity to be successful both in the run game and the pass game. And he came through like I knew he would. And, you know, that's sometimes as an offense, that's just what you have to do. You got to put the ball in your playmaker's hands and say, go win this one for us. And Jacob had it quite a night.
23 carries in the ball game for him. How about Alex Clement, 16 carries, 70 yards, and a couple of touchdowns for you?
Yeah, just hard running, you know, especially those short yardage, you know, and never was a half yard so important in that last half yard mm-hmm. that he got for us to go into the victory formation and burn that game away. But, you know, Alex did what he did all year, you know, and just a guy you can rely on. And you knew he was not going to go down on the first contact, you know, as short in stature, but large in heart and determination. He just continues, you know, when he gets that opportunity to carry the ball, you know, put that team on his back and, you know, make the hard yards, do what he needs to do. And Alex had another big night.
We talked about how great a football game it was last night. Only one turnover in the contest, and we'll go back to that in just a second. But balance between these two teams going back and forth. You take a look at the final numbers. Total offense last night for MICDS, 397 yards. For Helias, 393. Fourth down conversions, they were 3 of 4. You were 4 of 5. Red zone scoring chances, they were 4 of 4. Helias was 5 of 5.
You know, and it really comes down to possessions. You know, just how many possessions. We had one more possession that was successful, one more than what they did. And that turnover, really, that first quarter turnover, that interception by Carson Browner was huge. You know, that made the difference early in the game. You know, at the time, no one probably thought that was going to be a deciding turnover in the game, but it was with two, you know, really good offensive teams. We were able to take that turnover and turn it into points, and that got us the extra possession we needed to win that ball game.
You know, 65 points in a ball game. Someone looking just solely at the numbers said, well, there must have been a lot of offense and not much defense. I thought both defenses played great last night.
They did, and both offenses, you know, made the plays coming down the home stretch. But they were different because if you look at the stat line, you know, like you said, we were both about 390, but, you know, we had around 240 rushing mm-hmm. and about 150 passing. Theirs was almost the exact opposite. You know, where our run defense really played well, they had more success throwing the ball. We had more success running the ball. But when you look at first downs, yards, all the other statistics, they're just about even. It was just where you put your focus. You know, our run defense made them focus on the pass game, and their quarterback is quite quarterback. I mean, some of the throws he made last night, really impressive, and they were able to keep their drives alive in the air. We were able to keep our drives alive on the ground. Like I said, in the end, we just made more plays than they did at the very end of the ball game. to keep that to keep the ball away from them on that last drive, be able to run the clock out and preserve that victory.
First two times you touched the football, there weren't a lot of possessions in the game, by the way, but the first two times you touched the football, you score, and you score with a minute 20 left to go in the second quarter, and you led by a score of 14-3. You get into the locker room at that point in time, you've got all the momentum. They came back, though, scored with 15 seconds left to go in the half, and they cut the lead to 14-10.
That was a huge score for them. We really felt that if we could have kept them out of the end zone there right before half, we get the ball coming out in the third quarter, that a score there would, put us up 21-3, and we'd have that game in control. But, again, credit a very good football team, and they were able to get that score, which kept them, and kept that momentum back in their corner. But, we came out second half and put that first drive in the end zone, which was really important for us.
Yeah, 8:12 left to go in the third quarter, a drive that consumed 3 minutes and 42 seconds. You get back the 11-point lead at 21-10. They score on back-to-back possessions, though, and with a minute 43 left to go in the third, they take their only lead of the ball game at 23-21. You came right back, though. 65-yard drive and 5 plays. You took just a minute 8 off the clock, and is Alex Clement in the end zone from 2 yards out with 26 seconds left to go in the third quarter. You grab the lead back at 28-23 and never give it back.
And that was a big drive, but there was two huge plays in that drive. That little inside run we did with Ryan Clark, and he spun out of that tackle, just kind of spun over the top of that defender. Everyone thought he was down, and his knee never went down. His shoulders never went down. He put his hand down, spun out, and got some extra yards on that. And then being able to go right into that, what we call kind of an island route, where that out and up from Jacob to Drew Higgins, what a great catch that was.
Mm-hmm.
Two huge plays in that drive to answer quickly. And not the wind, not that the wind was a huge factor last night, because there wasn't much wind, but, that was to get that drive back, with the wind at our back, and to score quickly and answer that, that was huge for us.
We talked about this just a few moments ago. They were 3 of 4 on fourth down conversions. The time they didn't convert was huge, because they gave you the ball back at their own 28-yard line midway through the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and for him going forward on fourth down in there, I know probably a lot of people kind of second guess that decision. You go back and say, why'd you go for it on fourth down? And that little pass, he just skipped it out there, and that gave us a short field and an opportunity to put another score on. But it was one of those games. The feeling that both offenses needed to stay on the field to keep the other offense off the field. It was a calculated gamble. It was one our defense came up with a huge stop and, gave us a short field to put another score on the board.
Quarterback from MICDS scores from 7 yards out with 4:52 left to go in the ball game, and it becomes a 35-30 lead for the Crusaders. Again, you get the ball back with 4:52 left to go in the ball game. It's a 5-point contest. You never give it back. You run out the clock.
No, that was obviously our most important non-scoring drive of the year. As we talked as an offensive staff and we got the ball back, it was not about scoring. We had the lead. It was about burning that clock. And the first downs we were able to get on that last drive, they were hard fought yards, but we mixed it up enough inside outside to to burn the clock away, to preserve the victory. And there's no greater formation in football than victory formation. And when it was fourth and a foot, and we ran a little toss sweep outside. Alex did a good job putting his foot in the ground, getting north south, getting us the first down. And victory formation, state champions. I couldn't be happier, couldn't be prouder. To lead this Lions football program, and for the Lions community that came out in this full force last night to support us, we thank everyone, and that was quite a moment for everybody.
One other quick point with regards to the game last night. Jacob Weaver throwing the football was 14 of 20 for 139 yards. I would describe your passing game last night as very precision.
It was, and we had to take some shots downfield, and there were some things there in the quick game coming off of some motion, you know, and a lot of the things that we did throw last night were RPO type in motion in nature, where when we ran that just that little bubble screen with our running back, you know, that's always a read play for us when we do that. If the linebacker goes out with motion, then Jacob's going to run the ball. If he stays in the box, which he did last night, we're just going to throw that thing out to our running back in motion. Our edge blocking was really good last night. And that little play alone, you know, it's that was an important one. And not that we hit a home run with that play, but that little bubble screen to our running back, I mean, it was 6 yards, 7 yards, 8 yards. When we needed those big yards, we got those big yards on those small plays. Like you said, that there was precision. There was, you know, very calculated. We're going to throw this ball. We know what kind of look we're going to get. And it always accompanied an alternative for our quarterback if we didn't get the look we wanted to.
All of the work that goes into a football season, when the clock strikes 000, ball game's over, and you're the state champion, what is that feeling like?
You know, for me, obviously, I've been a part of state championships, you know, wrestling state championships as, you know, a wrestler and a coach here at Helias, and even a golf state championship. And obviously, back in 1998, being a part of my dad's state championship, his last season, that was extremely memorable. You know, that moment last night for me, I'm not sure I can put it into words. For as long as I've coached and as hard as I've worked and as much as I've loved being a part of Helias football in really all capacities, you know, from ball boy to player to head coach to assistant coach, and I've worn a lot of different hats. But my love for Helias football has never gone. For me last night, it was, you know, a moment I'll never forget. And just the pride I feel for the program, you know, just, you know, absolute, I get choked up even thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, just the pride I feel with being a part of this program and getting the opportunity to lead the program and to bring us back to that moment last night was so memorable for me. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And you know, all the coaches, everyone works so hard. You know, and all the players, we work so hard this season to get this done. And we do every season. We work for this. And to have all the pieces fall together the way they did last night for us was truly a special moment.
Coach, congratulations on the state title. Great season at 14-0. We appreciate your time throughout the year, not only pregame interviews, but on the Coach's Show every single Saturday with us right here on KWOS. Well done, Coach. Well done.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for everything you do for high school sports, everything you do for our program. You're the best, and I enjoy our talks all the time. And go Crusaders.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
You bet.
State championship last night for the Crusaders at Atkins Stadium. They beat MICDS by a score of 35-30. Heading into the break, just a few highlights of the championship season of the Crusaders.
They'll run option right. Keeping it is Weaver. Shakes free. He's to the 40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5. Touchdown, Jacob Weaver. 54 yards on 3rd and 4. Jacob Weaver goes 54 yards for the touchdown, and the Crusaders are on the board.
Fakes the handoff. Here comes backside pressure from Gage Will. He throws on the run. Pass intercepted. It's intercepted by the Crusaders. It's Bronner coming down the sidelines. He's to the 30, 25-20, 15-10, 5. Touchdown, Carson Bronner with the pick and return for the score.
First and goal from the 5. Clement slides over to the right hip. He gets the handoff. He comes in the middle of the field. Looks for the end zone. Did he get in? Touchdown, Crusaders! Touchdown on the 5-yard run by Alex Clement with 32 seconds left to go in the ball game. Oh, my! Crusaders on the board.
Hedgecourt awaits the snap from center. Samonsic goes in motion. They pitch it to Samonsic. He's brought down! He's brought down
Lopez.
Back to the 20-yard line.
Lopez.
Isaac Lopez with the tackle.
Weaver has him set. Trips far side of the field. Takes a snap and rolls to the right. Throws on the run. Pass caught. Damon Johans to the 5. Touchdown, Crusaders. Rolling out to the right was Weaver. Coming across the field was Damon Johans. He was wide open. perfectly thrown pass. He coasts into the end zone for the touchdown. And it will be Clark off the right side. Clark to the secondary, to the 10, to the 5. Spins, still on his feet. Goes to the 2-1, dives for the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, my. Ryan Clark, great second and third effort. He was hit at the 10, spun away, hit again a couple of times inside the 7, and he still broke free, kept the legs churning. Gets in the end zone for the touchdown. The Crusaders are on the board.
Third and short. Weaver takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Clement. Weaver will run with the football. Gets to the edge. Cuts inside. He's got the first down. Shakes free. Inside the 30. 25-20. Down the sidelines. Inside the 10-5. Touchdown. Touchdown. Jacob Weaver.
The closer you get to retirement, the more questions you might have. Now is the time to prepare the money you've saved in your 401k or deferred comp plan to work for you for the rest of your life. Greg Frank at Missouri Hills Wealth Management will answer any questions you might have. Let Greg help make your retirement everything you imagined. Get started today at MissouriHillsWealth.com. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Missouri Army National Guard. Aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
UFOs, pandemics, hurricanes, even murder hornets. Could this be the most epic action thriller movie of all time?
No, it's just 2020, a good year to stay indoors. So let Beautiful Home Interiors help you make your home your happy place. They can help you plan and design the best flooring, window treatments, cabinets, and more. Leave 2020 at the door and make your interior superior. BeautifulHomeInteriors.com.
When it's time to replenish your landscaping mulch, decorative rock, pool sand, screen topsoil, or driveway rock, your wallet and your back both cringe at the idea of buying and moving multiple bags of the stuff. But both will breathe a sigh of relief when you get it in bulk by the truckload from Capital Sand Company. Delivered anywhere in JC for just $50, saving time, money, and your back. On Facebook and at CapitalSandCompany.com.
Capital Sand Company just makes sense.
Hi, this is Ryan.
And Caitlin.
Of Bentledge Homes.
It's never a good time.
Some things just seem to fall into that category. Quitting a bad habit.
Taking a big trip.
Building your custom dream home.
But it's never too late to turn never a good time into there's no time like the present.
We're available 12 months of the year to get started on a custom dream home you'll love for all time.
So when you're ready, we're ready.
Bentledge Homes.
Your dream home begins with Bentledge.
BentledgeHomes.com.
Don't miss the big baking sale going on now at your Jefferson City Hy-Vee. Prices are so low, you'll want to stock up for all of your holiday baking. That's smart granulated sugar, only 98 cents. Gala and Braeburn apples, just 77 cents a pound. A dozen Hy-Vee Grade A fresh large eggs, 88 cents. Hy-Vee pie shells, $1.88. And Crisco oil, only $1.99. The holiday baking sale through Sunday at your Jefferson City Hy-Vee. Find more deals and digital coupons on the Hy-Vee mobile app or at Hy-Vee.com/deals.
The closer you get to retirement, the more questions you might have. Now is the time to prepare the money you've saved in your 401k or deferred comp plan to work for you for the rest of your life. Greg Frank at Missouri Hills Wealth Management will answer any questions you might have. Let Greg help make your retirement everything you imagined. Get started today at MissouriHillsWealth.com. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back. We are joined now by Blair Oaks Falcons head basketball coach Ryan Fick. Last night, Tri-County Conference Tournament title game, and you beat Boonville by a score of 82-70. Congratulations and good morning, Coach.
Thanks, Kevin, and good morning.
Wait, Quinn Cushion had a big night. Luke Northweather had a big night. Zach Henry had a big night. They combined, I think, for close to 80 of your 82 points.
Yeah, those guys really stepped up. You know, going into the week, missing so many guys that are still playing football. We knew that Quinn and Luke, had the experience to kind of keep us afloat, I guess. But it was nice to see you know, guys like Zach Henry and Braden Lehman, Justin Backus step up and taking advantage of the opportunity that they had this week.
With high school state championship games and the Tri-County Conference basketball tournament over at Blair Oaks, it's been pretty busy at the Falcon Athletic Complex this week.
Yeah, you drive up last night and you've got basketball games going on. The football stadium lights are on with a championship game going on. Wardsville was probably a little busier than it used to.
Did you have a parking pass last night?
Yeah, I had a little special spot there, so I didn't have any problems. But yeah, it was a neat atmosphere.
Boy, a good week for you in the tournament. You had the forfeit the first round. As far as Eldon was concerned, that moved you to the semifinals. You beat Hallsville by a score of 72-47 on Thursday, so you had to come right back the next night and play a good Boonville Pirate basketball team.
Yeah, they adjusted the bracket, so both the Blair Oaks boys and girls would play Friday regardless, so we wouldn't miss the state championship game. And so it was a quick turnaround. Which was good. Our guys responded well. Boonville had to do the same thing, and they were actually short on players as well because of some quarantine issues. So both teams kind of in the same boat, and to have to turn around with not a lot of depth, I was a little surprised that we were able to put up the points that we did.
You were, I think, 25-3 last year with 17 game winning streak. Do I have those numbers right?
28-3, okay. that was a fun year, and you know, we've got a lot of guys back from that team, a lot of experience, and you know, when we get everybody together here next week, you know, hopefully we can just hit the ground running just because we have that experience back.
Made it all the way to the Final Four last year in March. Does it seem a long time ago already?
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. In some regards, it seems like it was just yesterday, but then in others, it's like it was years ago. But, you know, just because of how bizarre the last 8 months have been with everything, and, you know, we talk all the time, or now we do, about just being fortunate to be playing, you know, and mm-hmm. not taking any games for granted, because just because we were in that situation, you know, we were fortunate enough to play our semifinal game in the Final Four. You know, Elias wasn't able to do that just a week later. So every time we step on the floor and actually get a game in right now is a blessing, and we're not taking that for granted.
One of the greatest basketball games I've ever been at occurred in that district title game between you and Father Tolton, the half-court shot by Quinn Cushion at the buzzer, and you win the district title. How many times have you listened to or have seen that clip?
It's been quite a few. It just seems to pop up here and there. And, you know, I agree with you. I don't think I've ever been a part of a game like that. I don't anticipate that I ever will again. You know, that's kind of a once in a lifetime moment, something that we'll never forget. And, you know, our kids last year after that was over did a good job of kind of putting that in the rearview mirror and winning a couple more games and getting to the Final Four, you know, and it's something that they're never going to forget.
Three starters, I believe, back from last year's basketball team, and you have a lot of players that can also come off the bench and contribute for you.
Yeah, you know, our depth after this week in the tournament, you know, so like I mentioned earlier, some of the guys that stepped up and filled those spots. Now, when we get everybody on Monday, the competition's going to be pretty thick, because I'm happy with where we're at depth wise, because I feel like the experience that we got in the conference tournament with those guys is just gonna, you know, help that depth as we move forward.
You know, last year in the paint, Luke Northweather, Eric graduates. It's Luke's year, isn't it?
You know, it really is. And you know, those two complemented each other so well. I think he's missing playing with his brother. But, you know, he's played a lot of basketball with Quinn Cushion. They're on the same AAU team. And watching those two and the way they work together, they know each other so well, you know, that's fun to watch as well. But, you know, Luke in this first couple of games really drawn a lot of attention, you know, from the defense. And to be able to still score over 20 points both nights and have double-digit rebounds, he's really a load to handle.
And Quinn Cushion, you take a look at the numbers just this first week, had 18 points against Hallsville and had 34 points in the ball game against Boonville last night. He's off to a great start, isn't he?
He really is, you know, and he's a guy that he can score at all three levels. You know, he had several threes last night. He's able to put the ball on the floor and get to the basket, and he got a little bit stronger in the off season and can absorb some of that contact now and go finish. And, you know, he can pull up off the dribble and knock jumpers down too. So it's really difficult matchup, you know, hard to guard.
You know, and early in the season, tight ball game last night, and you finish.
Yeah, that's what I was probably the most proud, you know, not having that overall experience with the group that we had on the floor this week. You know, we built a lead, and both in the Hallsville game and the Boonville game last night, we jumped out to double-digit lead early, and both games they, you know, chipped away. And, you know, Boonville tied it late last night, I believe early fourth quarter, and, you know, we called timeout and we regrouped, and these guys responded. I believe we went on an 8-0 run. And to be able to kind of fight through a little bit of adversity with not a whole lot of experience with that was very good to see.
You know, it has to be a situation where you go one day at a time with the pandemic, but you play a good schedule, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we were already, you know, we lost the Eldon game. We lost the Norm Stewart shootout. Mm-hmm. So we had been, you know, searching to find a game, and we just, a couple days ago, added Nixa, so we're going to be going to Nixa here in about a week and a half on Wednesday, December 16th. So that's a, you know, another bigger school that we added to our schedule, and you know, you just hope that you see all different, you know, types of, you know, styles of basketball, and then by the time you get to the end, that you're prepared and you've played a tough schedule, and sometimes you're going to take some lumps, but I think those games make you better.
Tri-County Conference Tournament, you've done very well over the years in that, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, last year was the first year we had won it. I think this year was either the sixth or I think it was the seventh year of the tournament. And we've been fortunate enough to play for the championship, I think, each year. And mm-hmm. The last couple of years we've been able to win it. But, you know, it's a tough conference. You know, good basketball, and you know, you've got the addition of Boonville here a couple years ago has really even, you know, strengthened it even more.
Coach, you're back in action. I think you play the Eugene Eagles next week.
Yeah, go to Eugene. Been a couple years since we've been there. You know, we moved our conference tournament to the beginning of the season, so we weren't able to, you know, participate in their tournament anymore. So it'll be the first time we've been back there since we left that tournament. Looking forward to it. You know, they're a basketball school, a lot of pride and tradition in their program, and it's always fun to go play there.
Coach, thanks for the visit this morning. Look forward to seeing the Falcons on the hardwood floor.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
All right, Falcons head basketball coach Ryan Fick. It's the Coach's Show on KWOS.
The closer you get to retirement, the more questions you might have. Now is the time to prepare the money you've saved in your 401k or deferred comp plan to work for you for the rest of your life. Greg Frank at Missouri Hills Wealth Management will answer any questions you might have. Let Greg help make your retirement everything you imagined. Get started today at MissouriHillsWealth.com. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Dr. Bill, how old is too old to be sleeping with mom and dad when you're a bed bug?
We just can't do it anymore. He's almost an adult.
Now, I have to be honest here. You are truly one of the most wretched, disgusting, blood-sucking insects that we have ever had on this show.
I mean, yeah. I'm a bed bug.
Can Dr. Bill help this bug grow his wings and fly?
I mean, no. No, I'm a bed bug. We don't have wings.
You need to stop with the excuses.
Today at 4 on Dr. Bill.
Hi, I'm Steve with Steve's Pest Control. And if you ever have a bed bug problem, just call me at Steve's Pest Control. I've got the equipment, the experience, and a team of dedicated experts. If you want your bugs removed, eradicated, or just plain old-fashioned dead, we're going to solve your pest problem. I guarantee it.
Now you got a friend in the pest control business, Steve's Pest Control.
The reasons why to hire a marketing firm for your business are obvious, especially when you are already wearing too many hats. But less obvious is the answer to a related question. How do you know when to hire a marketing firm? Download the free Fuse 32 ebook titled How to Know If You're Ready to Hire a Marketing Firm to learn tips on when the time is right and how to choose the right firm. Download the free ebook and take a free marketing partner readiness assessment test today at Fuse32.com. Light the fuse. Bring the boom.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Got it marked at the Wildcat 37-yard line. Hare back to pass. Has a man open downfield. 10-5. Touchdown, Falcons. 37-yard touchdown pass from Dylan Hare to Jake Closser. Closser got behind. The secondary was wide open. Hare saw him break free. Perfectly thrown pass. Two plays, 80 yards, 28 seconds off the clock. 6-0 Falcons.
Blair Oaks Falcons football fans looking for a lot of those highlights tonight. It's the Class 3 state title football game at Atkins Stadium as the Blair Oaks Falcons will take on the Maryville Spoofhounds. Our broadcast starts at 5:30 with the pregame show, 6 o'clock with the play-by-play. And joining us right now is Falcons head football coach Ted LePage. The Falcons come in 12-1. Maryville is 11-3. Look forward to a great game today, Coach.
Well, thank you, Kevin. But I got to start off by saying congratulations to Elias setting the bar high for Cole County and you know, great win for Coach Hinches and the Elias Crusaders last night. Congratulations.
Both of these teams that will play tonight for the Class 3 state title, winning obviously in semifinal ball games for Maryville. They score a touchdown in the final minute of the ball game as they beat Cassville by a score of 30-28. You go up to St. Louis and you beat Cardinal Ritter by a score of 55-46. Two outstanding football games.
You know, we watched the film of Maryville versus Cassville. Maryville had control of the game the whole time, doing exactly what they wanted. Cassville got some things late and got in. And what we told our team is never quit. You got to see it. But then and they scored with a little over a minute to go. Maryville, a run-type team, they never faltered, never blinked, came right down the field and scored with 11 seconds left to take the lead and win the game. Told our players that this is a team that wants to win the state title as much as you do, so it's going to come down to how you execute tonight. And we had a great week of practice, great week of preparation. We're really looking forward to playing tonight.
Maryville's three losses have come to you in week one, and you're playing for a state title tonight. To St. Pius X out of Kansas City and played for a state title last night, lost to Lamar by a score of 6-3. Their third loss to the defending state champions in Class 3, Odessa. So their three losses have been to very, very good football teams.
Well, Matt Webb and his staff do a tremendous job, first of all. Nothing but respect for them. But second, they don't bow down to nobody. They just come out and they play football and they'll go anywhere. They went to Odessa. They'll go anywhere to play anybody anytime. So a program you want to kind of replicate in your own program, because they're a hard hat, lunch pail type team. We're going to go to work and we're going to come after you. We don't care who we play, where we play them. We're going to go play them. And their record stands by that. If you look over the past probably 15 years, there's not a Class 3 team that's been more consistent than Maryville and more dominant than Maryville.
You and I talked earlier in the week. You've done a lot of interviews with regards to this championship game. How many times have you been asked about week one?
I don't know, because I shut it down pretty quick, because that was a whole season ago. It's been everybody asked me about it, but it really never comes into play with our players. You've got to take what's in front of you. It's an old adage with my mom and dad always said, if you're looking behind, that's the past. You're going to fall behind. So why not look forward? Look at what's right now, and right now they're the best team from the western side of the state, according to the Missouri State High School Activities Association, because they won that side of the bracket. So this is the best team that we're playing in the state of Missouri right now. So we've got to bring our best game, and that is exactly the way we approached it all week. Week one has no bearing on this football game.
Spend a moment, talk about the programs. The Falcons are looking for their fourth state title, their second in 3 years. Falcons won state titles in 2004, 2006, and 2018. Looking for your first state title and first championship game in Class 3. Maryville, five state football titles. They won in 1982, 2009, 2012, 2013, and in 2017. Four state titles for them since 2009. This is their ninth state title game, their third trip to the state title game in the last 5 years. So two outstanding programs.
It really has been. You know, the consistency, it's hard. And, you know, I'll use a Helias example last night. I'm sure Coach Hinches was just elated on winning that game. But after the game's over and you sit back and you kind of reflect, it's hard. It's hard. You know, a lot of people have a hard time just raising one or two teenagers. And when you're dealing with 50 or 60, and you can do it on a consistent basis the way Maryville has and the way we're trying to do our program, it's a day after day job. It's consistency of doing it day in and day out. And that, like we told our players yesterday, our last team meeting, this didn't start yesterday. It didn't start today. It started, and I used Kobe Marble, one of our receivers, gave a speech earlier this year. Started in the fourth grade for these guys. So this has been a long journey, and you just have to take it one day at a time. As Dr. Jones always has said since this pandemic started, we're going to take it today, and we're going to try to get safely to tomorrow.
This Maryville Spoofhound football team runs out of the wing tee, but this is also an offense that can throw the football.
They really have done a tremendous job of getting back to what they do. If we see one thing consistent with them this season, that they've really gone back to their roots of running the wing tee and saying, here we are, here's what we do, and here's what we're about. And you love that about them. But they have a quarterback that's very efficient on throwing the deep ball, and he can throw it underneath also. But they will take calculated shots, take risks. And last week he ran a two-minute offense that was very, very efficient. So they can do a multiple amount of things. But I think in this football game, they'll come in and they're going to come in with just the mantra of, we're Maryville, stop us. And if we can't stop them, it's going to be a long night.
I want to talk about that first game for just a second. I know you don't want to talk very much about it, but the first game was in August. And there's 3 points that I want to make with regards to that, and I want to get your thoughts on it. The first thing was that Jaden Purdy had 156 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns in the ball game for you. That's point number one. Wing tee offense, again, that's timing, precision type of offense. You held their ground attack to a negative 4 yards in the football game. That was point number two. Point number three was their all-state quarterback got hurt in the first half of that football game, was out for the season. Connor Drake stepping in and has done a great job at the quarterback spot for them, but they lost their starting quarterback in the first half of that ball game.
Let's start with point number three, a rallying point for him. I actually had the opportunity to go over and speak to that young man after the game. I asked Coach Webb if it was okay and, you know, spoke with him. Don't want to talk to him about what I talked to him about, but you could see he was the heartbeat of their team. And since then, all the players have rotated wearing number two in his honor. So it kind of became a rallying cry for them to, I think, become better and play for him. So kudos to them for that. Your second point, we played tremendous defense that night. Once their quarterback went out, I think they were a little shell-shocked in that game. That led to them probably not being on point as much with that offense. And again, Maryville is a team, when they're running and they're doing things well, they're really good weeks 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. They build for the postseason. They don't really build for the beginning of the season. And your first point with Jaden Purdy, he was consistent all season. hadn't had his number called as much because maybe of leads or things the defense was giving us. But in that game, they gave us the run game. Maryville knew what our effectiveness was on getting outside and of throwing the football. And Jaden is, if you spread your defense out too far, if you leave one guy inside and he misses, Jaden can make you pay, and he did in that particular football game.
You take a look at your numbers for the first 13 games of the season. You've outscored your opponents in the first half 457-103, and in the first quarter, you outscored them 238-36.
Too many points. We're giving up too many points in the first quarter, Kevin. I don't know. You want to hold it to zero. Our main goal in last week was the first time. We have 14 goals that we go by every week, and one is win the game, two is win the turnover battle, three is score after and score or stop after a turnover, and then the fourth one is score to start the game and a stop to start the game, score to start the second half, stop to start the second half. We have been really consistent on that fourth goal a lot. Last week, we were 1 of 4. We did not score in our first series. We got a stop. And then the second half, we got stopped again, and they scored. That was the first time that happened all season. And I have wore that out this week because you have to be good in the first quarter. If you get a score to start the game and a stop, and then you get a score to start the second half and a stop, that's a 14-point swing. Last night, listening to your broadcast, which you all did a tremendous job on, what were there, three possessions in the first half for each team?
Yeah.
You know, you take that away, you got a 14-point lead in a three-possession game or a three-possession half. That's hard to overcome. We figure they're going to minimum probably a 5 possessions in the way we play our style of football. So in a 5-possession game, if we can be up 2 scores, that puts 12 possessions in our favor and 8 possessions in the other team's favor. Those are good odds. We want that to happen. We've got to make that happen more and more and more, and that's why I say that's too many points in the first quarter. We don't want to give up points in the first quarter. That is a quarter where you can gain the momentum so much. And in high school football, it is all about momentum. I heard you all on the broadcast last night saying, you know, that momentum, mm-hmm. you just feel it each way it changes. And the high school players, you got to have momentum, and you got to have that energy.
Take a look at your defense. You're giving up just 213 yards a game in total offense, 106 yards a game rushing. You've held 6 opponents to under 100 yards in the ball game. Passing, just 107 yards a game passing against the Falcons. You've held 7 of your opponents to under 100 yards passing. We talk about the giveaway takeaway. You guys have created 33 turnovers in 13 games, and you're a plus 20 in the giveaway takeaway.
We're actually plus 33. Not to correct you, but we have created some turnovers. We have 21 interceptions, and I forget the total of fumble recoveries, but we're a plus 33 on our turnover takeaway margin, and that is something we practice every day. We have a four period tackling period, and one of them is just nothing but working on creating turnovers and getting them. The other thing we don't want to do is turn the ball over. But defensively, we are ball hawks. You know, we got I believe 10 seniors starting tonight. They've been playing for 2 years in this defense, starting for 2 years, and they attack the football. We really want to control that run game, try to get people to throw it. Now, last week we probably were a little bit different. We probably wanted them to run a little bit more than they threw, but. This is a team where we got to take away the run game. They're a 75% run game. If they're going to beat you, it's going to be running the football. If they're throwing it over the top and getting some plays, those are things that they're taking risk on. But their risk reward is to win the run game. So we really have to be stout against the run tonight, and hopefully we can play our best football. That's what I hope for tonight is that we play our best football tonight. You know, if win or lose, if you play your best football game, you're going to be proud of the outcome no matter what you do because you played your best and left it on the field.
I appreciate the number correction because I said that last night in the broadcast it was a plus 33, and I looked down on the wrong line and saw the 20. You're right, it's just plus 33.
And that's unheard of in high school football. That's really hard to do. You think about the ball security you have to have on the offensive side. But, again, that's a credit to our coaches. Our coaches do a tremendous job, but our players execute. And it's a trust between the players and coaches and just going out and executing the game plan.
Sometimes, Coach, you have too many numbers on too many pages.
Hey, you're a Hall of Famer for a reason, buddy. You don't get too many, Ms. Braun.
1,000 yards plus. Let's talk about that for just a second. You have a quarterback that is close to 3,000 yards passing, over 1,000 yards on the ground. Jaden Purdy, your running back, over 1,000 yards on the ground. catching the football, you have two receivers right around 1,000 yards for the season in Jake Closter and Carson Pringer. A number of weapons on offense for the Falcons.
It all starts up front with Wyatt Bonnett, Griffin Hurst, Cale Wilson, Bryson Jeffries, and Caden Helscher. They have two sophomores and three juniors. Everybody before the season started said, what are you going to do with the offensive line? Well, we're putting together one of the best offensive lines in the state. Those five young men make it happen for Dylan, Carson, Jaden, Jake, and our other offensive weapons.
All right, we've got a minute left in the show this morning. What's your number one key tonight?
Be ourselves, go have fun, and play ball. Play our best ball. That's it. Nothing else.
Coach, appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to the state title ball game. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir. We'll need it.
All right, Blair Oaks Falcons head football coach Ted LePage. A couple of numbers as we get ready for that Class 3 state title football game tonight at Atkins Stadium. Again, 5:30 with our pregame show, 6 o'clock with the play-by-play. The Falcons come into the football game averaging 51.4 points per ball game. Maryville averaging 35 points a ball game, giving up just 15 points a game this season. The Blair Oaks Falcons defense, Maryville giving up 20.2 points per ball game, but they gave up 91 points in the first 2 weeks of the season against the Blair Oaks Falcons and against Harrisonville. Quickly taking a look at the Falcons on offense, they are averaging 417 yards a game in total offense, 188 yards a game rushing, 229 yards a game passing. Dylan Hare comes into the football game tonight completing nearly 62% of his passes for 2,866 yards, rushing the ball over 1,000 on the season. Between the pass and the run, 61 TDs for Dylan Hare.
News Radio 950, KWOS, and on FM at 104.5.
It's 8 o'clock.